Another day, another Web3 hack, right? It's like every time I open the news, millions have vanished into the ether. It's enough to make anyone think twice.
Yeah, it's almost a rite of passage at this point. You dip your toes into Web3 and bam, another exploit makes headlines.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into a project that's taking a different approach, Goblins Protocol. They've been very vocal about their security stance.
Right from the get-go, they've been upfront about it. Transparency seems baked into their DNA.
And that's what intrigued me. Their whole thing is about being upfront about the risks, but also their commitment to constantly improving. They even say it outright, ongoing improvements.
Which is huge, because in a space that evolves as quickly as Web3, security can't just be a one-time thing, right?
Absolutely. And that's where I think Goblin Protocol really differentiates itself. It's not just about saying, trust us. It's here's what we're doing, here's how we're doing it, and we're always getting better.
And perhaps most importantly, come join us and make it even better.
I wanted to dig into some of their specific advice because they have some interesting points. One of the big ones is open source. You know, for the average person like me, what does that actually mean?
So open source essentially means all the code, the DNA of the project is out there for everyone to see.
No secrets.
Exactly. And historically, that's been massive for security because the more eyes you have on something, the more likely you are to find those little vulnerabilities.
It's like having a whole bunch of code detectives on the case.
Precisely. And they encourage that. It's all about leveraging that collective intelligence to build something stronger. It's not just on them, it's on everyone.
And they also talk a lot about community alerts, about staying informed. They seem to really want their users to be proactive.
They do. They actually urge people to join their community channels to stay updated because, let's face it, things move so fast. Like, remember that phishing scam you almost fell for?
Oh, don't remind me. I swear, these scammers are getting so good. It looked totally legit.
And that's exactly why Goblins Protocol is so big on community involvement. They actually had a similar situation a while back where a fake website popped up. But because they have such an active community, it got flagged almost instantly, minimizing the damage.
So it sounds like Goblins Protocol is setting a pretty high bar. But how does their approach compare to what else is out there? Is this becoming the norm, or are they an outlier?
Honestly, I think they're definitely part of a growing trend. More and more projects are realizing that this level of transparency and community involvement isn't just a nice to have, it's essential for building trust, especially in a space that's often viewed with skepticism.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying earlier, Web3 moves so fast, security can't just be a one-time thing. You have to be constantly adapting and evolving.
Precisely. And it's not just on the products themselves. Users need to be savvy too.
So even with projects like Goblins Protocol leading the charge, it still falls on each of us to be vigilant, right?
Absolutely. Don't just blindly trust. Do your research. Look into a project's security practices. Ask questions. What happens if there's a breach? How will they communicate? These are things everyone should be asking.
So the takeaway here is that Web3 security is a two-way street. Projects need to be transparent and proactive, and we as users need to be informed and vigilant.
You know, said it better myself. We all have a role to play in making Web3 safer.
So after this deep dive, I'm curious, what's one thing you're going to do differently to protect yourself in the Web3 world? Because at the end of the day, knowledge is power.
Knowledge and a healthy dose of skepticism, right?
Absolutely. All right, that's it for our deep dive today. Until next time, stay safe out there.